U.S. Army Secretary Daniel Driscoll has replaced Kash Patel as the acting director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF. Driscoll will retain his position as Army Secretary while also overseeing the ATF, a key agency within the Department of Justice responsible for regulating firearms, explosives, and tobacco products. Patel, a close ally of former President Donald Trump, had assumed the role in late February, just days after also being sworn in as FBI director. It is unclear exactly when he was removed from the ATF post, and no official reason has been given. As of Wednesday afternoon, Patel was still listed on the ATF's website as acting director. Justice Department officials declined to comment on the personnel change, though sources said internal discussions about a potential ATF merger with the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, are ongoing as part of a broader cost-cutting initiative. Driscoll, sworn in as Army Secretary on February 25, has no prior federal law enforcement experience. A former Army officer and Yale Law School graduate, he previously held roles in legal advocacy, finance, and business operations. Previously, U.S. Senate voted to confirm Kash Patel as the new FBI director, a position that has long been insulated from political influence. Patel, a former Republican congressional aide and national security staffer under President Donald Trump, was sworn in following a confirmation process marked by intense scrutiny, particularly from Senate Democrats. Patel's nomination was controversial due to his staunch loyalty to Trump and his outspoken stance on FBI investigations that have targeted the president. During his Senate confirmation hearing, Patel strongly denied accusations of politicizing the FBI or using the agency to seek retribution against Trump's political enemies. "There will be no politicization at the FBI. There will be no retributive actions taken," he assured lawmakers, claiming that some of his past remarks had been misrepresented. His confirmation comes after the resignation of former FBI Director Chris Wray, who stepped down after Trump made it clear that he wanted him out of the role.